on 6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdorn. For Tony Barlow Fine Tailoring, Whitford's Carousel, Morley Galleria, Claremont, Watertown, and 890 Hay Street. I've got the
hangers. Right, Bradley. Brad Hardy, I've been looking forward to this all morning. There's plenty of sport around. 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. Away you go, Brad.
Our heartiest congratulations to Justin Langer, Tim Payne and the Australian cricket team on their victory yesterday. It was fabulous. It was a fabulous test match. Hope to see many, many more of them. It now moves to the MCG, a promoter's dream, Bowie, when you think about it. One all, things are going swimmingly, should be 70, 80,000 plus there on Boxing Day. Can't wait for that. Peter Hanscom would be nervous, though, because he looks like the player in the gun. They've gone with the same 13. Mm. Now, you'd have to think that augurs well for either Mitch Marsh or Peter Siddle, because do we need a fourth bowler slash all-rounder type going into this particular test match? I think so.
Siddle different bowling, pitch, different surface, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. Siddle bowling, not so much batting. Mitch a bit of both, but hasn't been playing a lot of cricket in recent times. So going to be very, very interesting. So I think Peter Hanscom and the Victorian boys in a bit of trouble. Would have been a childhood dream of his to play, you know, MCG Boxing Day, but it looks like it may be beyond him. So we'll watch with bated breath over the next week or so. BBL begins tonight. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've got the Strikers and the Heat up there in Brisbane. So looking forward to that. And the Scorchers later in the week, we'll touch on that more. I just wanted to brush on this. Michael Checker, coach of the Wallabies, has been disrobed somewhat of a lot of responsibility. Somehow survived in his job. I don't know how. Won 4 out of 13 tests this particular year. One including against our Italian friends, which would be like the West Coast Eagles beating North Fremantle. Yep. Right? So it doesn't count. Now, what they've gone and done is put a director of coaching above him, a fellow called Scott Johnson, who's been doing this particular job for Scotland for a number of years. Mate, if you need a director of coaching after this many years in as a coach yourself, you should not have the job. Mm. You should not have the job. It is ridiculous that they've gone and got a bloke who's going to almost be like a director of coaching for a guy who's had a pretty good record, you know, in the local domestic league and to a degree, but he's sorely out of form. Coaches get out of form. People don't understand this. Mm. We all pick on the players when they're not getting a kick or they're not doing making runs or taking wickets, but the coaches get out of form as well.
The Wallabies do look overcoached anyway, Brad, and now they look like they're adding another layer in, and I'm not sure that's the answer.
But they blame everybody around them. I mean, you and I and anybody else for that matter have been on this station for a number of years. 5 years ago, if I said to you, what's wrong with the Wallabies? Oh, it's their scrums. It's their line-outs. Well, guess what their problem still is now? Their scrums, their line-out. I mean, please, spare me. And look, I even think, you know, I'll turn it to an AFL thing now. I know Ross Lyon is keen to try and see out his 2 years at Fremantle, and I emphasise the word try. But I know for a fact that he has aspirations of seeing out or trying to see out that 2 years and wants to become a director of coaching back in Melbourne. Why?
Yep,
you know, why do you want to do that now? If you don't want to do that now, go do it now, mate. You know, go and do it now. If you're the coach, I can understand if you're a wet behind the ears, first year out, you know, coming into the situation and you haven't done it before, absolutely. I don't have a problem with that, with a club, either in what doesn't matter what sport it is, you know, putting someone in over the top just to guide a young Simon Beaumont or a young Justin Langer. But that's not needed. That shouldn't be needed now. And I reckon Justin Langer would have his nose out of joint big time if Cricket Australia all of a sudden said, we need to put someone in over the top of Justin Langer.
Question from one of our listeners. You provide your tips on another station at 8:20 on Thursday. Can we get your tips tomorrow on this station?
Of course you can.
Brilliant, mate.
We win often.
Thanks for sending that in, Paul. We'll hold him to that. 8:20 tomorrow, you can get Brad's tips on whatever that is. Going pretty well at the moment, too, in the, as you describe it, the portfolio known as the punt. Well done, Brad.
Volatile portfolio.
Well done, Brad. The sport in summary there from Brad Hardy. BBL gets underway tonight. I reckon we'll be tuning in.